actions of felonious and conspiratorial souls in saving Faith, however, are my responsibility alone. Chapter 1. The somber group of men sat in a large room that rested far below ground, accessed by only a single high-speed elevator. The chamber had been secretly built during the early 1960s under the guise of renovating the private building that squatted over it. The original plan, of course, was to use this super bunker as a refuge during a nuclear attack. This facility was not for the top leaders of American government. It was for those whose level of relative unimportance dictated that they probably wouldn't be able to get out in time, but who still rated protection afforded no ordinary citizen. Politically, even in the context of total destruction, there must be order. The bunker was built at a time when people believed it possible to survive a direct nuclear hit by burrowing into the earth inside a steel cocoon. After the Holocaust that would annihilate the rest of the country, leaders would emerge from the rubble with absolutely nothing left to lead, unless you counted vapor. The original above-ground building had been leveled long ago, but the subterranean room remained under what was now a small strip mall that had been vacant for years. Forgotten by virtually all, the chamber was now used as a meeting place for certain people in the country's primary intelligence gathering agency.